It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
It's a nerdy job, but someone has to do it.
Too soon?
Too soon?
Is it too soon?
You mean too soon for this?
It took a nerd who'd grown up in a 900-square-foot house to turn things around. This new governor has kept his word, ignored politics, and produced incredible results.
Governor Rick Snyder, one tough nerd, fresh off a big Republican confab on Mackinac Island last weekend, launched his reelection bid this week.
Not really.
Yeah, he did. And with what seems to be a pretty expensive statewide ad buy.
But he says he's not a candidate.
When you have the official candidate kind of role, it makes it more confusing for people.
Governor, who says he's not yet a candidate and does not need to start early, puts up his first campaign ads earlier than ever.
4 months earlier than he did last time around. Does this seem disingenuous?
You mean that our non-politician governor is now making fine distinctions that only a politician would make? Rick, I have heard you say...
What passes for honesty in politics would get most teenagers grounded.
Exactly.
So let's say it's not what he says, but what he does by any objective measure. The governor is running, gathering signatures to get on the ballot, paying for political ads. No matter what he says, he is a candidate and should be viewed as such.
So let's break it down. Why is the governor in this early?
Well, the last time around, Snyder also launched early. We were introduced to One Tough Nerd on Super Bowl Sunday 2010 when he was a largely unknown business guy running against some better-known established political names. But now he is well-known. He does not need to build name identification, and yet he's up even earlier by 4 months.
Why? Well, for one thing, most polls this far out show the governor running at least a little ahead of Mark Schauer, the almost certain Democratic candidate.
But Snyder is still below 50% in every poll that we're aware of.
And he'd certainly like to move that number up to a more comfortable place. And this might be that moment. The public seems to be responding reasonably well to some pretty assertive actions in Detroit.
And he'd probably like to do it before the Democrats get busy trying to define and redefine impressions of One Tough Nerd in the public mind. They've got their own nickname for him, One Weak Geek. Republicans have never forgotten how Democrats in 2006 came out strong and created an impression of Dick DeVos,
another wealthy businessman,
as an outsourcer, someone who sent jobs to China. DeVos was never able to shake that. He lost, and Jennifer Granholm, who Republicans thought would be, should be vulnerable, easily won a second term.
So maybe part of the Snyder plan is to solidify an impression before the other side does.
Sure. Typically, in the hierarchy of decision-making, voters will first decide whether they approve of the incumbent. If they don't, or they're undecided, they'll assess their options.
Tactically, that means the challenger starts with negative messaging, while an incumbent opens with a positive message. A challenger like Mark Schauer's first job is to make people want to at least consider a change. The incumbent nerd wants to deny him that chance.
But this could get expensive. If the governor succeeds in driving up his approval numbers, he'll have to pay maintenance costs on those numbers for the next 13 months.
That suggests that Team Nerd is feeling pretty good about fundraising. But this just in from the Department of Equal and Opposite Reactions.
As soon as Democrats got word of the ad buy, they wasted no time using it as their fundraising tool. A constant barrage of messages to potential donors saying it's urgent, urgent for them to keep pace with a Republican operation capable of going up this early.
But at the same time, Dems were spinning it, that it's a sign of how desperate the Snyder campaign is 13 months out.
Desperate. That's a word we'll hear a lot of before this is all over in just 403 days.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, for something new to
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting, till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific.